Today's Lenten devotional is written by Nathan Salamaka, class of 2023. Asking for forgiveness is hard. It's even harder to admit what we have done wrong. We are all taught from a young age that we should have the discretion not to tell the whole truth. This sometimes protects those around us, but we can also fall into the trap of letting these protective measures become actions to cover our pride and deceive for self-gain. When we get into the habit of telling too many little white lies, they can catch up to us in the long run when our actions are unveiled to those around us. It can lead to an atmosphere of mistrust and fear. We sometimes even try to do this with God. We excuse our actions even though God already knows what is in our hearts. But can you really blame us? Obscuring our faults can not only be a way to deceive others, but can be a survival tactic we have learned to protect ourselves. There are many people in the world who are interested in power and control above all else. They take what we have done and turn it into abuse, fighting for control over our lives. But the good news of the psalmist is that God is not that way. God is not interested in holding things over our heads in pursuit of absolute abusive control, but instead calls us to a new life full of restoration and healing. During this Lenten season, I hope that we can have the courage to trust God with our shortcomings, knowing that we will be renewed with a joyful spirit. God's goodness goes beyond the controlling attitudes and faults of those around us. It is something that brings salvation and perfection into our lives. It is a place where we can rest as a refuge for our souls. Our protective walls can come down as we can be fully honest and vulnerable with the life giver of our universe. Let us pray. God of life, as we tend to our souls this Lenten season, let us have courage to approach you with our faults and mistakes. Allow us to not only repent of them, but to be filled with a new and right spirit which comes from you. Let your resurrecting reality seep into us as we prepare to celebrate your saving power through Christ Jesus. Amen.